Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Senator Kim Ward, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning. You know, I think this is the first time I've been on this show, so thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you're taking a little bit of a victory lap. That, you know, you've just won, and it's a huge victory lap, I think, for Republicans. And, you know, I imagine that for you, looking at what has happened across the nation, that it is, in my humble opinion, and you can comment on this if you would, but in my humble opinion, this is really a mandate, a referendum on what has been happening. You know, I have relatives who say, oh, it's just we've lived in this upside down world. We've been through a lot, especially here in Pennsylvania, even post pandemic, when we think about everything we've been through. And so now we get a chance to push the reset button, talk about your priorities now as you're fresh off this latest win. So congratulations. But as you get back to work, yes, absolutely. As you get back to work, what do you see? What are your priorities?
So I think one of the things that the people across the nation and in Pennsylvania, the message they sent was get back to helping families, get back to basics, get back to helping us have lower utility bills, help us be better able to put food on our table. We need jobs. But, you know, the leadership, and I don't say this as a rank and file Democrat person, but the leadership of that party, the Democratic Party, has gone way off base from worrying about people, right? Worrying about, like here in Pennsylvania, are we going to be able to fully make sure that our nursing homes are functioning? Or what are we going to do with the child care tax credit? I pushed really hard to expand that. Should we do it more? What are we doing to lower the cost of utilities? What about using our energy gifts that we have here in Pennsylvania? And I think the Democrats talked about things like men and women's sports. Every commercial from president down to state house was abortion. Mm-hmm. Those aren't the things that make families prosperous and confident. And I think the people have said, get back to the basics. We sent you there to represent us. And you need to do that. You need to do that and make sure that the bills that you pass and the things that you do affect, help our families. We don't want to hear about all the other social issues. That's all fine, mm-hmm. but that's not what people voted on this time.
You know, when I look from, you know, when I look at, you know, state treasurer, we've got Stacey Garrity, auditor general, we've got Tim DeFore, Dave Sunday, who I just talked to, I think it was last week, as he's, you know, you're all taking a victory lap, Dave Sunday, attorney general. And then at the top of the ticket, we have the recount right now, but Senator-elect Dave McCormick, I think I'm safe in saying that. And then at the very top of the ticket, Donald J. Trump. So we're seeing a clean sweep here. And this is clear to me, and I'm sure it's clear to you, but that puts pressure, right? Because people are saying, all right, we've had it. We're done with the past. We want to throw that baggage out and we want something new. So, how do you get through to put through swiftly all of this that people want? They want the economy. They want the jobs. They want to get out the nonsense. And so what does that mean for you as you look through, you know, my PICO bill? I'm a Pennsylvania resident. Oh, my goodness. We don't even want to talk about our energy bills in Pennsylvania.
I know. It's awful because, you know, they want us, they don't want their government pushing let me just back up and say that there is room for every kind of energy in our Commonwealth, every kind. But they have demonized, the Democrats have demonized fossil fuels, of which we are rich in this state. We have a lot of fossil fuels, and that's the reason that their utility bills are up, is because, you know, they passed that regional green gas house initiative. The Governor Wolf just unilaterally put it into effect. Governor Shapiro said that he would change it, but he didn't. Instead, when we won the case in court, saying that no governor has the unilateral ability to tax, because they put a tax on our utilities. But then instead of Governor Shapiro saying, okay, he challenged us. We're in court. So, you know, the green energy is fine, but so are fossil fuels. And that's, you know, the first thing Joe Biden did, and it affects Pennsylvania, is close down the pipelines. And the other first thing he did was open up the border. And I'll just go off message for a minute and say that in every poll that I saw, and we were polling a lot through these state Senate races, it was the economy and immigration in that order that were important to the people of Pennsylvania. And I think, you know, Democrats weren't talking about any of that stuff, and they lost.
Yeah, they lost, and they lost big time. And so that's just it. You know, when we, you know, you right now, you're the woman in power. You know, you are, and congratulations. You're not only a Pennsylvania senator and majority leader, but the president pro tempore of the Pennsylvania Senate right now. You got a lot of power. And so how do you put the power back with the people? How do you protect people? And as far as this goes, we have so many. I mean, I'm reporting live from Philadelphia, a sanctuary city, a sanctuary county. A lot, you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of people, Kim, they don't even realize that their county or their municipality is a so-called sanctuary. And what does that mean? When I talk to cops or law enforcement and I have to go off the record, is that so-and-so, is that an illegal situation? Dawn, I could get in trouble because we're a sanctuary. So how do you turn that around? I know that Trump has said on the national level, we're going to turn around just the ability for cops to say, this person is a citizen or non-citizen. But when you look at that, how do you make the transparency easier for law enforcement to say, no, citizens, we pay for the law enforcement. We pay for the records. We should be allowed to know. I, as a taxpayer, you as a taxpayer, we should be allowed to know if so-and-so suspect who's arrested or accused, are they a legal United States citizen or not?
You're absolutely correct. And people want to know, because with that, whether they're legal, you know, if they're illegal, we have crime. We don't know what's in this country terrorist-wise. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we opened up the border. We have all this crime, and the cartels have taken over. You know, I went to the border a couple of years ago, and, you know, all these people coming through, I will just say right here that they were not all from Mexico. I may have seen one. They were from all over the world. They had fake passports because they threw all that stuff off right before they walked around the wall. They threw out all their IDs. You don't have any idea who's here. And they would take it, they put them on a bus, take them to a place to process, and they're gone. We don't know where they are. We don't know who they are. It's a dangerous situation. And, you know, people absolutely deserve to know what's happening in their cities. And I'm not going to get off on the prosecution in Philadelphia, because it's not very high of anything. So.
Well, that's
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's just it. I think, you know, a piece of this is that even so in a very organic and grassroots way. And I have relatives in Montgomery County, in Chester County in particular. So they've had, whether there were car smashings or whether their home, there was a break-in, a burglary or attempted break-in, there's, you know, doorbell video and that sort of thing. So they're being told by law enforcement in a background way that, in fact, this is the work of cartels or this is the work of gang members from other parts of the world that are here illegally. Yeah. I mean, you get those briefings. How much of an impact are we feeling here in Pennsylvania? Because I don't think it's reported on. And so, therefore, because of the sanctuary situation and the liberal media, let's just be honest, they're not going to report on it. So what are you being told? And then what are you doing about it?
So what we are being told when we ask the question of do we have how many illegals have been brought here? How many do we have here? We're being told we don't have an issue. There's no way for us as a legislature. We're not law enforcement. We don't have those capabilities to know. But I think it's something that our new attorney general would be interested in pursuing and looking at, because it puts our families at risk. We are at risk, and it is scary. I mean, they were going and taking over homes, right? So take over somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And don't leave. I feel better, and I just feel better knowing that that will be changing. It will be changing. President Biden ought to reverse that order. Mm-hmm. It was his executive order to open the border. He can do this by executive order. He can close the border. But they chose not to do that. They chose to put a bill out that had a lot more than just the border in it, mm-hmm. and then to say they voted for that. But he should reverse it now. People have spoken. I mean, President Trump won the popular vote. People have spoken. Just do it.
And so when
I feel better. I feel like our nation's going to be safer on both, and you know, in internationally and just nationally. We are, and worldwide, we're going to be much safer now, I think.
And you know what? And you know what you just expressed? What so many people have said, that we just wanted even the hope and the belief that it would change. But at your level, as I mean, I would say you're one of the most powerful women in Pennsylvania and perhaps the country. You're in a very powerful position. So how do you wield that kind of power to get things through and to make sure that we as Pennsylvanians, that we are safe, that our economy and our people, our small business members, I mean, my God, think of all the small businesses that shut down because of the pandemic shutdowns and then post-pandemic. And then you think of fracking and the jobs. I mean, you and I could go on and on. But how do you put that into reality and make it happen? And what is your timeline to do that?
So I think the first thing we do is we put bills up to change things, correct? I just was speaking this morning with someone and the new Senator-elect Picozzi down there. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the other day I was on the phone with him and he says, somebody just got shot near my house. There was a 22-year-old girl. Got shot in the head. And I said, you need to move. And he said, I need to stay and make it better. But one of the things that he talked about is we used to, it expired in 2021. We had a bill that gave the Attorney General of Pennsylvania the ability to go in and prosecute if the DAs aren't doing it. Mm-hmm. So it expired in 2021. Governor Shapiro never took advantage of that. I think we need to bring that back. We need to bring that back and give the Attorney General, mm-hmm. the ability to go in and clean things up if a DA, such as Krasner, are not doing what they should be doing to protect the people. That is one thing we can do. So we would pass it. Now, we tried to pass something last year, which we did out of the Senate, to protect people on SEPTA, but the House Democratic leadership shuts it down. They shut it down. They don't bring it to a vote. They fight against it. The Democrats in my caucus all in the Senate all voted against it because we're taking away power that from a DA that they're saying that people put in. Well, okay. It's Philadelphia. You're going to win a countywide. You're going to win as a Democrat. Doesn't mean that everybody, even the Democrats that vote for you, want to be victims.
Absolutely.
They want to feel safe too. So I think that is one of the first things that Senator Picozzi is going to put out there. And it's a great idea to bring that back. So we have to focus on things, as I talked about earlier, that help families, right? So we should be putting things out there and putting priorities in the budget, which we can do, and we did last year, to make sure that our nursing homes are funded. That's very important to people. Make sure our child care tax credit. What else can we do to help families that are working? Because it's expensive. What else can we do to help them? Let's address this energy issue. Let's try to pass a bill, and I think we did already, but again, it gets shut down on the other side of the aisle, to outlaw sanctuary cities. You can't do it. You're going against the laws of Pennsylvania. We have to get any of this done, so we can send it over to the House, and they will say, well, we'll do this, and then they'll send back with that bill. It was a simple bill. A million things that can never get done, a million progressive other items that have to go in the bill in order for them to vote for something. So that makes it difficult with a split government, is the fact that the leaders in the Democratic Party in the House, they stop everything.
Yeah, and so that's unlike at the national level for Pennsylvania House Republicans. I know they picked the new floor leader, but they failed to regain, you know, the majority. Although you have the majority in the Senate, but what does that mean for things like school choice? Or, for example, I know that you've tried to put through lowering our personal income tax rate, for example, and you've pushed for that one. So where does that stand? Because we do have the divided houses, you know, at the Pennsylvania, at the state level.
So we need people who live in these areas, these democratically controlled areas, to contact them. Tell them they want things. What does it mean for school choice? You know, our school choice bill I thought was so common sense. Low income, failing school, help the child. You know, we have Democrats on the House side that give us lip service. We're all on board. They don't actually do it. They never really give the vote. The one thing that the Democrats do, which is really crazy, and it might have been the Republicans too. I just found out about it last year, but they sign a paper at the beginning of the session. So if they don't show up for session, their leaders just vote for them. So we have the instance
legal?
When one of the, I guess it is under their rules.
Hmm.
So, you know, we had the instance a couple years ago of a Democrat from Philly, you know, mm-hmm. Obama, it was all for about school choice, carrying on about it, then doesn't show up on the day of the vote. So then their leaders vote for them. So, you know, I think, it just makes it
very
almost
difficult.
Impossible. and the governor has not stepped up, right? If the governor steps up and says, I want this, and he steps up and he works with them, he has a lot of tools in his tool belt that he could make things happen. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't do it. He never gets out of the middle. He gets to hide behind the Senate. Because we won't pass those really progressive bills. So he gets to hide from his base behind the Senate. And then he gets to hide from the moderates that wanting to be moderate because this stuff doesn't get out of the House. So, you know, he has a perfect world.
And so, but does it put pressure on him, on Shapiro, who I think has ambitions even beyond Pennsylvania and state politics? I've known him for a long time. And so does it put pressure on somebody like Josh Shapiro, who has promised, he did promise, he went on Fox News for crying out loud and talked, right? And talked about
the
fact.
The video.
Yeah, we've got the video. We've got the receipts. He promised it.
I saved it.
He line item vetoed it. We know it's popular with, you know, people across the country and especially here in Philadelphia with our failing schools, tragically, and look at the reading levels for kids and then post-pandemic, what a hot mess. And so think about it. Trump has now promised that he has promised the voucher program. He's saying he's going to push it through. Doesn't that put pressure on somebody like Josh Shapiro, who does not want to be upstaged, you know, by somebody like Trump, who says, yep, at the national level, we're getting this through. Your governor who promised it and lied to you didn't get it through. Isn't that something that gives you a little bit of leverage at the state level?
No. I think that Governor Shapiro would much rather be able to say to his base that he didn't support it and then say to the people that wanted it what the Democrats wouldn't move it off the desk. I think he'd much rather stay in the middle because he does have a national ambition. So, you know, right now, I wish he would use some of his juice to contact Governor Casey. Governor, I keep saying that.
Senator Casey, dad.
And
yeah.
Tell him, don't do this recomp because this is state tax dollars. That's millions of dollars, $3 million of our tax dollars to be used for something that's not going to change anything. David McCormick won. That's it. I mean, he should be using his juice to go after them. To, you know, not in a bad way, but he has relationships. Ask him not to do it. You know?
Absolutely.
Get involved a little bit, but he just keeps his fingers clean in everything. Mm-hmm. He never wants to dirty his hands. And because then he can't play both sides, right? He's really good at playing both sides. He should have been in a circus because he's like a tightrope walker. you know, he's good at it. He's good at just not coming down on either side, but giving lip service to both sides. Very good at it.
Well, listen, we appreciate you. I hope you come back. This is Senator Kim Ward, who's obviously the Senate President pro tempore. Congratulations on your recent win and that of your Republican colleagues. Just final thought, you know, as I'm thinking about the Christmas tree just went up in Philadelphia outside City Hall. Your number one wish as you move into 2025, what is your number one wish, your number one priority for yourself and the people of Pennsylvania?
Well, I would, I talked a little bit about some of these issues, but if I could, I would want to address this economy and energy in Pennsylvania and to get us back on track where we should be. We have a largesse of oil and gas and coal, and we've been demonized out here.
Yep.
People are suffering from it. That would be like my number one wish, that we get this stuff moving again. And, you know, to go along with that, that we cut the regulations so that we could prosper.
Senator Kim Ward, thank you for, we'll leave it there, but I hope the conversation continues. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.